Good day, X-Wing, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines, a X-Wing podcast dedicated to those of us who are in the middle of the pack, the backbone of the X-Wing community. For this episode, I want to go over those who didn't just make the cut in the latest Galaxies tournament for Coruscant, and these are going to be our top-tier players. These are going to be the players who, for lack of a better word, the players who earned their invite to this event. So we're talking about players who were already making the top 32. So this goes a little bit outside of what we would do normally, as it focuses on players who are already on top and then coming in the middle of the road. But I would just want to take a moment here and really just reflect on that even top tier players are going to come in the middle or sometimes lower middle of these tournaments. And that's because X-Wing is a game of variance, and that's what makes it interesting. And I think we would be wise to remember that as we play and as we set ourselves up in future and prepping for future events. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and get started here. We'll start with number 33 overall, Garnet Chan. I'm going to butcher these names, and I do apologize for that, who is flying Hollow with Proud Tradition and 3 Sinar Jamis Engineers. We know this is a solid list. I don't really need to go much further into that. Next, 34, was Bohan Lee, who was flying Captain Farabaugh with Ruthless, Admiral Sloan, and Hull Upgrade. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Sinar Specialists, TIE Aggressors with Dorsal Turret. This is a list that ended up taking the title, and we see Bohan Lee doing quite well with it. It's a good, solid list. 35, we got Andrew Privat, who is flying 4 HMPs. Now, get the loadout on these. You've got one with, and these are all the back toy drones, you got one with concussion missiles, Kraken, and the stabilizers. You've got one with concussion missiles, discord missiles, concussion bombs, delayed fuses, and the stabilizers. You've got one with diamond boron missiles, dark one probe droids, and the stabilizers. And the last one is running concussion missiles, discord missiles, and the stabilizers. Now, I really like this list. You have a lot of options. You've got 3 die attack out the front. You've got the 2 die over the 180 arc. You've got Kraken to help save those calculates on the first turn before you can launch the probe droids. You've got the probe droids to get the locks. Just a lot of efficiency in this list, and I really like it. We can see Andrew did quite well with it. Moving down the line, we've got Christopher Little flying a variation of Ray Wings, which is Death Ray, which is Ray with Rose, Cora, Finn, Contraband, and Tidal. And then you've got Tally, and instead of ZZ, we've got Tally and Stefan, both with Heroic, Starboard Slash, Proton Rockets, and Advanced Optics. Now, for those that don't know, Starboard Slash is the new A-Wing only upgrade, where if you overlap a ship in your movement, you give that ship a strain token, and if you are in that ship's firing arc, then you also get a strain token. And we know that this is a good solid list. We've got Stefan is the new I-5 A-Wing pilot, who comes in kind of that same price point, lets you put a little bit more toys on it, and we know this is a solid archetype. Moving on to 37, we've got Philippe Vukic, who is also flying the Sloan Aggressor Swarm, same build out, solid list. In 38, we've got Eric Nee, who is flying Commander Malaris with, now I like this version of the swarm. So we've got Scorch, so basically a 3 die attack, and then 3 Zeta Squadron survivors, all with Special Forces gunners. So what you've got is you've got Commander Malaris, who's giving rerolls to 4 3 die attacks. Now, the stress tokens or the strain tokens are a little bit harder to deal with on the Zeta Squadron survivors, on those TIE FS, SF than Scorch, but I like the concept of basically just throwing more dice. And we're gonna come back to that here in a little while. But yeah, so Eric doing a good job with this variation of the Mallory Swarm coming in 38th overall. Now at 39th, we've got Juan Pablo Gonzalez, who is flying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Techno Union bombers, 4 of them with proximity mines and landing struts. The other two also have proximity mines and landing struts, but they also have Discord missiles. So you've got 6 tubs out there with Discord missiles, prox mines, landing struts. So you got turrets that can basically rotate around the rock, and if you misjudge it, you can get a prox mine dropped on you. Plus, they can clog up the lanes. So just a good solid list. Takes a little while to chew through, as the tub is very efficient at its points. So good job, Juan, there. All right, next we come at 40th overall. We've got Mitchell Rabb. Now, for those who recognize your name, Mitch went top 4 at Worlds last year and was known for his little bit of a controversy with his Star Viper play. So in this case, we see him flying Rebels with Wolfaro with targeting computer, Nora Wexley with expert handling, ion cannon turret, delayed fuses, concussion bombs, and Lando Calrissian with K2SO and 9 num. So we've got a lot of efficiency in here. We've got those concussion bombs to damage Wolfaro first round, so he's throwing that extra dice to target computer to beef up his offense. Lando handing out calculates to whoever needs it at the beginning of the turn, or I'm sorry, in the system phase, and then clearing the stress and giving out extra actions with 9 num, and then we know how good Nora is. So just a good solid list. Lots of efficiency. Good job, Mitch. All right, 41, we've got another big name X-Wing player at Carson Rae, who was flying another version, or his version of Ray Wings, which we've got Death Ray again, except this time Ray has a whole upgrade with Rose, Core, Finn, Contraband, and Tidal. And then Carson prefers these two I-5 A-Wings, and we've got ZZ with Heroic Starboard Slash and Advanced Optics, and Lulu with Heroic and Lone Wolf. So we know it's a solid list, and we know Carson is a good player. Moving down to 42, we've got Thomas Vetta Johansson. And so this is a pretty interesting list. Get a load of this. So it's a Rebel list, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Rebel Scouts, 5 of them with concussion bombs and delayed fuses, 1 of them without delayed fuses, and then one of them has Sabine Wren. So now you've got a lot of bombs that are dropping stuff under the hull. You've got 5 health backed up by 2 agility. The action bar on the Rebel Scouts is just, it gives you a lot of options. And the delayed fuse is making that the field kind of a dangerous place to go for. So I'm not surprised to see Thomas do so well and come in at 42nd there. At 43rd, we've got a Justero list. So we've got Sol Sixa with ion cannon, skilled bombardier, and proximity mines. Justero with Deadman Switch. Tarani Kolda with Snapshot, R5 TK, and Contraband Cybernetics. And Constable Zuvio with proximity mines, Deadman Switch, and delayed fuses. So just a solid list. You've got lots of different ways to trigger Justero, who gets that extra attack when someone who is not the target of an attack suffers damage. So, very interesting to see. Moving down to 44, we've got Connor Holmes, who is flying a double fire spray list with Boba Fett with Maul, proton bomb, stealth device, and Slave One, and Iman Azzamine with concussion bombs, seismic charges, and Andraste. So, good solid list there. We know the Fire Sprays are workhorse of the Scum faction. So, not surprised to see this list do well. Coming in at 45, we've got Toby Z with a Rebel list, flying Dash with Expert Handling, Bitsen, and Perceptive Copilot, Wedge with just S foils, and Jake with Starboard Slash. So, we've got good solid Rebel efficiency ships, so Dash with the is your big heavy hitter, getting those potentially two attacks a turn. Wedge coming in, doing wedge things, reducing agility, just trying to hit as hard as he can, and Jake giving out extra focus tokens when needed, and potentially debuffing his opponent's ships. So good solid list. Good job, Toby. All right, coming in at 46, we've got Nick Burke, who is flying the triple silencer list with Kylo Ren, Blackout with Trick Shot, and a naked Sinar Jamis engineer. We know how good the silencers can be, especially flying three of them, just a good solid platform. And we've got Blackout with Trick Shot. I kind of like this combination, getting you rolling in that more red dice, which again is going to be a theme that we're going to see coming along. All right, moving to 47th place, we've got Desmond Lau, who is flying the, what do we got? Three, two, three, four, five, six, seven Cartel Spacers. Four of them with Tractor Beam, two of them with, I'm sorry, five of them with Tractor Beam. I can math. And two with heavy laser cannons. Kind of an interesting combination. So you've got a lot of different tractor beam options out there to reduce the agility on your opponents. And then if you can get them into the bullseye arc for the two heavy laser cannons, you've got hard hitters. And if not, you've got with that reduced agility, you make that two dice attack coming from the cartel spacer or three if range one, just a little bit more powerful. So very interesting list. Nice to see. Moving on to 48th place, we've got Trevor Findlay, who is flying that Sloan Swarm with the Aggressors. Again, good solid list. Well played. At 49th, we got Demetrius Stavropoulos. I'm going to screw that name up. I'm sorry, butchered your name. But here we've got an interesting list. So we've got L337 in the escape craft with Dengar plus Swarm Tactics, Proton Torpedoes, Auto Blasters, Maul, Contraband Cybernetics, and Bossk with Trick Shot, Perceptive Copilot, Lando Calrissian, Greedo, Contraband Cybernetics, and Hull Upgrade. So you've got basically two hammers that are going to come in and do as much damage as they possibly can, trying to just punch as hard as they possibly can. I know I'm repeating myself, and Leet in there to kind of back them up, give out those extra actions. All right, coming in at 50th, we've got Mark Argente, who is flying Boba Gurry, and here's actually interesting to see. We've got Gurry with just Lone Wolf and advanced sensors, so we're not seeing that Viargo tile. And I guess that's so we can put the extra points into Boba and really come in for that bid at Boba Fett, with Boba Fett, Fearless Maul, Proximity Mines, Contraband Cybernetics, and Slave One. So two fives, we know how good Boba is, we know how good Gurry is. It's interesting to see Gurry a little bit trimmed down here, but Mark obviously did very well. All right, at 51st place, we've got Jared Britton flying Holo with Prod Tradition and three Sinar Jamis engineers. Good solid list. All right, 52nd, we've got Arturo Aliaga flying Finn with Heroic Advanced Optics and Perceptive Copilot. So good solid Finn. We're looking at upwards of 88% to get three hits. Solid Finn with Kazuto, with Heroic and R5. So getting that repair done early, rolling those three attack, three defense for a very cheap price. ZZ with heroic and starboard slash, and then Rey with title. So we've got a four ship resistance salad here that did very well overall. All right, 53rd, we've got Renalto Flores, who is flying Redline with proton torpedoes and proximity mines, Whisper with passive sensors and Fifth Brother, and Grand Inquisitor. So we've got the three Imperial I-5s, you've got the Hammer in Redline, you've got the Dodger in Whisper, and you've got Grand Inquisitor, who is just a solid ship for the points. So not surprised to see that one do well. All right, Tom Fieldsen was flying Resistance. He came in at 54th, and he was flying the Ray Wings. So pretty much what we talked about before, no real difference other than we see lock missiles on our A-Wings. So we've got ZZ and Tally, and ZZ's carrying Magpulse, and Tally's carrying Concussion Missiles. Now it's interesting to see, I can kind of understand lock missiles on ZZ, because if he's shooting second, then the chance of him having a double-modded shot makes sense. But seeing Tally without a green token kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. But obviously, he made it work coming in 54th overall. Right, at 55th, we've got Connor Prince, who is also flying Holo with Proud Tradition and three Siner Jamis Engineers. And we know how good the silences are. We've seen this list a lot. It's definitely a top-tier list. All right, coming in at 56, we've got Daniel Zorf, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is flying a version of Control Hawk Delete. So we've got Torkoal Mux with Leet, Seismic Charges, Delayed Fuses, and Multi-Crew, Captain Sivar, three Cartel Spacers, one with Tractor Beam, two with Auto Blasters, and a Binari Pirate in the Z95. So very simple strategy here. Fly everything in a block, get Torkoal to take a ship down to Initiative Zero, and then just beat the crap out of it. And try to delete it before it fires back. All right, now we've got in 57th place, we've got Trey Powell Morosky, who is flying Holo with Proud Tradition and Deuterium Power Cells, Petty Officer Tennyson with Jamming Beam, and Lieutenant Tavison with Sensor Buoy Suite, Bio Hex Encrypt Codes, Captain Phasma, and Jamming Beam. Now, I really like, I've seen this archetype in and around different tournaments. I'd like to see Holo with two Upsilons. Just very interesting. I love Holo with the power cells as that little foreshadowing that you get by taking that disarm token doesn't really mean anything for Holo because he can just get rid of it and pass it off to someone who doesn't have a shot. And when you're flying two Epsilons, you can almost guarantee that one of them isn't going to have a shot. So it's I like that. Moving into 58th place, we've got Dave Marsh, who is flying Boba Dengar. So we've got Boba with Lone Wolf, Jamming Beam, Maul, Proximity Mines, Hull Upgrade, and Slave One. Dengar with Marksmanship, Auto Blasters, Proton Torpedoes, and Han Solo Gunner. This is a known list. It's nice to see. All right, at 59th, we've got Meng Ti Tang, who is flying a bunch of Cartel Spacers. One, two, three, four, five, six. Four of those with Tractor Beam, two of them with Auto Blasters, and then arguably the best pilot in the game, Sonny Bounder, with Auto Blasters. Now, for those that aren't familiar with Sonny, Sonny has a an ability where if you roll two of the same hits or crits, you add a third result. So and the Cartel Spacers are just an efficient ship. We've seen them a lot so far. Not surprised to see Meitu Tang get snag 59th overall with that. All right, in 60th place, we've got Richard Willey, who was flying Leigh Organa with Agile Gunner, Nora Wexley with Ion Cannon Turret, Delayed Fuses, and Concussion Bombs. Jake with Starboard Slash and Predator, and a Composure Sabine Wren. So, lots of pretty interesting combinations. Composure on Sabine, fail that barrel roll early, barrel roller boost early, get that green token, and then execute her maneuver and be able to take another action of some sort. So, it's kind of nice to see there. Jake, Starboard Slash, and Predator, basically trying to debuff enemies. Leia with Agile Gunner, giving her that extra action efficiency that she can use, but with that one force token, just keeping her around for efficient shots. And then we know how good Nora is, and we know how good Concussion Bombs are. So good job to Richard. Coming in at 61st place, we have Andrew Durham, who is flying a kind of CIS Salon. So he's running DGS-47, which is an HMP with Diamond Boron missiles, Dark One probe droids, and stabilizers. A back droid drone with concussion missiles, Discord missiles, concussion bombs, delayed fuses, and the stabilizers. And then two Geonosian prototypes with Discord missiles, sync laser cannons, stabilizers, and one of which has a hull upgrade. So the four HMP, we're seeing that, and I think it's because of how they move, we see them kind of do well depending on what they face up against, which I realize is you can say about any list, but I like the overall flow and movement of the HMPs. All right, next we're moving to Kyle Borgault. Who's also flying CIS with Captain Seer with Kraken, General Grievous with Crackshot and Solus One, four Trade Federation drones, three of which have Discord missiles. So we know how good Captain Seer is. Kraken to be able to keep those calculate tokens so you can launch those Discord missiles without any negative effects, and then General Grievous in as a flanker kind of really makes you decide who you want to go after. It's a good target puzzle. So well done, Kyle. All right, in 63rd place, we've got Don Flanagan, who is flying Empire and see Darth Vader fire control system and afterburners. Sutir Fel with Crackshot targeting computer and shield upgrade. And Fifth Brother with passive sensors and homing missiles. It's a good solid Imperial Ace list here. We see he went 3-3 overall. We know how good each of these ships are. So, and a lot of that can just come down to variance or play style. All right, two more lists, and then we'll round out this episode. So, at 64th, we got Rodrigo Denicol running CIS with two Precise Hunters with grappling struts, two Separatist drones with grappling struts, two Hal Chor prototypes with grappling struts, and then Captain Seer with Kraken and Solus One. So, pretty interesting to break it up like this. I'm not quite sure why he run the Hal Chor prototypes over just the Separatist drones. I mean, I understand the Precise Hunter is giving that extra reroll, plus some potential crack shot from Captain Seer, but just an interesting build out. Obviously, it's not terrible as he went 3-3 with it. So, good job, Rodrigo. And then rounding up the last of the, we'll call it the middle 32, is Kasparis Belindis, who was flying Wedge and Tailace with shield upgrade and S-foils with two Rogue Squadron escorts with proton torpedoes and R3 Astromechs. So essentially, this is kind of an alpha strike list. Being able to get two target locks, or those to not super telegraph where your rogue squadrons are going, allowing them to come in with fully modified shots, and then Wedge just hitting like a hammer. All right, so overall, I think the there weren't any lists that really kind of jumped out to me as is odd or different. We've except for the Hawk list. Surprised to see that one go 4-2 overall. And then Eric with the three dice Commander Malorus swarm. I think basically what this stuff tells us is if you build a list that has answers to the meta or just throws more red dice more often than your opponent's list, you can do well with it. You can make those top cuts. Now again, this is a game of variance and positioning. You really can't have one without the other. You can be in the right spots all the time and have the dice go bad and still lose the game. That happens. You can also be in the worst spots and have the dice just be on fire for you and win the game. There's no denying that. And so I think the moral of this story here is fly a list that you're going to have fun with, that has answers to the meta, and do your best to keep yourself in the good spots, but don't tilt at the dice. Now, I know that's easy to say because I know I certainly tilt at the dice on a regular basis. But what's kind of helped me with that as I struggle with that is the fact that I've won games where I go in and I had the worst dice luck and the worst variance with cards and things like that. And that doesn't mean that my opponent, flew worse or did, was somehow not as good. It just means that there's a lot that goes into this game, and there's not automatic losses right off the board. There's not automatic wins right off the board. Now, there's a reason we see top players consistently in the top cut, but it's not impossible to get to. You can learn the game. You can learn why they make the decisions they make, and you can add that into your play style to make you a better X-Wing player. So, with all that said, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of the Salt Mines. If you have any feedback, please send an email to saltminesxwing@gmail.com. We look forward to your inputs as this podcast grows and as I get more content. We will eventually be starting Patreon, so you'll be able to contribute if you like what you're hearing. And maybe some more social media stuff depending on the feedback that we get. So, thank you very much for your time. Hope you all have a wonderful day, and remember to fly what you love. This is Sailor Joe, signing off.